Pepe Juan Mill. Pepe Juan was built in 1850-1860 decade, and it started its activity as a paper mill. Years later, the mill owner decided to reconvert its production. So, 180 meters approximately down this mill, a flour mill dug in the same stone was built. While this, the former building worked as a fulling mill, an activity that, during the years, would combine with being a spinning factory. The last years of the mill lifetime, it was devoted to dyeing and spinning with some machines named sonatinas. Despite the run-down situation of the building, Pepe Juan Mill was one of the last mills to be closed, which could explain its maintenance state much better than other mills of the ravine. In fact, the iron structure of the hydraulic wheel of 6.5 diameter meters and the gear assembly still remains, as well as a wood drum that gave movement to the machine's traps and a sink to produce paper plasticen. It also remains an iron lock gate at the beginning of the irrigation canal and a sink on its wall. Pepe Juan Mill had three floors. The first one devoted to industrial production. The second one was a factory and a house. And on the third one, a drying room for paper and dyed clothes was installed. Activities that would change depending on the productive moment of the mill. Furthermore, there are some inscriptions on the walls done by the factory workers about some bullfighter names or important dates as the beginnings of the World War I or the Second Spanish Republic, among others. In front of the mill, on the left side of the ravine, there are a fountain with a plentiful water volume and an artificial cave that would have been a refuge.